This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday, Armenians living in Azerbaijan are welcome home. Reuters' Edward Buran says it's very likely that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
A mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines, where Russia, the United States, Turkey and Iran are jostling for influence. An advisor to the leader of the Karabakh Armenians told Reuters earlier on Sunday that the population would leave because they feel unsafe under Azerbaijani rule. Russia had acted as a guarantor for a peace deal that ended a 44-day war in Karabakh 3 years ago, and many Armenians blame Moscow for failing to protect the region. Indeed, Pashinyan blamed Russia publicly on Sunday for failing to do enough for Armenia, which he said would review its alliance with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Buran, who says Russian officials say it is Pashinyan who is to blame for his own mishandling of the crisis. Gunmen in Nigeria killed 8 people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 others in 2 communities in the northwest. Residents and a local traditional leader are saying that after the armed men kidnapped, a dozen from a university in the state as well. Zamfara is one of the state's worst affected by kidnappings for ransom by armed gangs. They are known locally as bandits. President Bola Tinubu has yet to spell out how he will tackle this widespread insecurity because of